This is John Batchelor, conversation with Bob Zimmerman behind the black about Starliner still at the ISS, still being tested by the engineers at Boeing, and a new executive at Boeing, an aerospace man. Is there a connection? Bob speculates quite learnedly about why and how, and also the costs of Starliner. There may be surprises coming about Starliner, which NASA imagines as a second bus to and from ISS. However, here's Bob Zimmerman. More of this tonight.
His name is Robert Ortberg. He comes out of the, what was once called Raytheon, and his degrees are in engineering. He's a space guy, related to space stuff. And he was just appointed, like, this week, and he's supposed to take over August 8th, but you know how these things go. He could already be having input. And I do wonder if his choice here might have some impact on what's the NASA-Boeing decisions here, because it could very well be that he might have said to the board of directors at Boeing and to the company, we need to cut our losses on Starliner. We're never going to make our money back, so why should we keep throwing good money after bad? He could be behind the decision not to send astronauts back. Boeing has had to take another $125 million write-off because of the additional testing they've had to do with this most recent Starliner mission and the repairs they're going to have to do to get those thrusters properly fixed. And that brings their losses to more than $1.5 billion on Starliner. It now has cost more to build this by twice than it did for SpaceX to build Dragon. And so to make a profit on this is going to be very, very difficult. They're going to have to – they'll get NASA contracts, but they really need to get contracts from somebody else, and I'm not sure anyone's going to want to buy a ticket on Starliner right now.